CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 27th of June 2021. Here are the main news headlines. COVID-19 affects VHF NFD. Tree felling to interrupt National Radio Centre. Durham is 13 colonies bonus station. COVID restrictions are extended into July, and this means that VHF NFD is taking place with more controls in place than the organisers were hoping for. It's still viable to run the contest on the 3rd and 4th of July, but it'll require some additional precautions and control to be exercised by entrants. All entrants, group organisers and individuals involved must fully comply with all local COVID-19 restrictions and advice that apply at the time of the event. This includes, but is not limited to, social distancing, meeting people outside of their household stroke bubble, and travel restrictions. Any enclosed operating space, such as a car, caravan or tent, without two open sides is treated as an indoor location and will be subject to the tighter limits on numbers of people visiting that space for the duration of the contest. The rules are different in each of the devolved nations and are regularly changing, so please satisfy yourself that you're compliant with your local rules at the time of the contest. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed on the 5th and 6th of July whilst a large tree is felled in the immediate vicinity. Booked entries to Bletchley Park itself are unaffected. Durham and District ARS is participating as one of the bonus stations in the 13 Colonies special event. The event began in 2009 as a way of celebrating American independence with the original 13 colony states of 1776. Since the UK was a major historical player in the Revolutionary War, GB13COL from England will present an added challenge. The event will run from 1300 UTC on the 1st of July to 0400 UTC on the 8th. The primary focus of the event will be the HF bands, including VHF and UHF for QSOs, using SSB, CW, FM and various digital modes. There's also an opportunity to exchange QSL cards with all 13 colony state stations, plus the bonus stations. For further information, go to 13, this begins with figures, 13colonies.us. A polite reminder now concerning the frequencies used each Sunday by the RSGB's GB2RS news service. The news is intended for all radio amateurs and listeners, and a clear frequency ensures that it may be heard as widely as possible. The national frequencies on HF are 1990, 3643, 3650, 5398.5 and 7127 kHz. Some of these frequencies carry a succession of broadcasts from more than one location. On VHF and up, the principal frequencies are for more localised broadcasts throughout the day are 70.425, 145.525 and 433.525 MHz. Most amateurs appreciate that no individual or organisation has ownership of any frequencies on the amateur bands. It's always been first come, first served, but in the case of GB2RS, there is a restriction on how far the broadcaster is allowed to move to avoid interference. So whether you're a club planning to set up regular net, contest station, rapidly jumping frequencies, or someone just looking for a spot to call CQ, if it's a Sunday, please bear a thought for the RSGB's volunteers who are trying to deliver the news. The full GB2RS frequency list and transmission times can be viewed on the RSGB website, and many web SDR labels label the new spots in their waterfall displays. The RSGB would like to thank amateurs for respecting these frequencies. None of this applies, of course, to the internet readers. The Youngsters on the Air contest's first round is complete, and the claimed results have been posted on the YOTA website at contest.ham-yota.com. Worldwide participation was very good. In the Yota class categories, more than 100 entries were from contestants between 7 and 25 years old, and 3 entered as shortwave listeners. There were more than 600 entries of participants above the age of 25, with the oldest participant at the age of 87. The next round will be on the 8th of July. Today, the 27th, is the final day of the 3-day Ham Radio World event. Instead of physically meeting in Frederikshavn, participants are able to listen to lectures, look at exhibiting companies, and view the virtual exhibition site. Go to darc.de and click on the Ham Radio World advert at the top of the page, then select the English language option for more information. The vintage Alexanderson alternator transmitter in Grimeton, Sweden, will conduct its annual Alexanderson Day transmission on the 4th of July using its usual call sign, which is SAQ, Sierra Alpha Quebec. The CW transmission will be on 17.2 kHz CW. Start-up and tuning for the first SAQ transmission takes place at 08:30 UTC, with a message transmission to follow at 0900 UTC. Start-up and tuning for the second SAQ transmission will take place at 11:30 UTC, with a message transmission to follow at 1200 UTC. Now the DX News. LOIC HB9HBY will be active again as HB0 stroke call sign from Liechtenstein from the 30th of June to the 4th of July. He'll operate CW, SSB, FT8 and FT4, QSL via EB7DX. Jérôme F8FKJ is active as Japan 20 Echo Echo from Djibouti until mid-July. He operates CW, QSL via Logbook of the World and EQSL. Alex, AK4AM, will be active as stroke P from Atlantic Beach, Bogue Banks, IOTA reference NA112, until the 3rd of July. He'll operate SSB only, with a focus on 80, 40 and 20 metre bands, QSL via Logbook of the World. Gerard, G3WIP, will be working as a doctor on St Helena until the 30th of September. He plans to be on the air in his spare time. Coventry ARS is running 2 special event stations until May 2022 to celebrate Coventry being the City of Culture. GB1COC and GB8CCC will be running most days, with GB8CCC passing between members of the club. Dates and times will vary. The Boy Scouts of America call sign K2BSA/8 will be on the air from the Trail to Eagle event. This takes place between the 29th of June and the 2nd of July. A QSL card is available when requested. Kent Wheeled Radio Club will be at the Headcorn Aerodrome in Kent today, the 27th, for Museums on the Air. They'll operate as GB1HA. Harlow and District ARS will be operational today, the 27th, from their clubhouse for Museums on the Air, using GB0HMG on HF and 2 metres. Operations are expected from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. QSL cards will only be sent out on receipt of a card. GB0UTA, GB5UTA will be on the air until the 28th of June, promoting the University of the Third Age. See qrz.com for more information. Now for contest news. With different parts of the UK having different lockdown restrictions, please make sure you follow the appropriate regulations. Keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe. Today, the 27th, the 50 meg CW contest runs 0900 to 1200 UTC. The exchanger signal report serial number and locator. The 4th 70 megs cumulative contest also takes place today, the 27th, from 1400 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. Today, the 27th, the UK Microwave Group 5.7 and 10 gigs contests runs 0600 to 1800 UTC, using all modes, the exchanger signal report serial number and locator. On Monday the 5th, FT4 series contest runs 1900 to 2130 UTC using 80 metre band only. The exchange is your 4 character locator. Next weekend is the RSGB VHF National Field Day. It runs from 1400 UTC on the 3rd to 1400 UTC on the 4th. using all modes on the 50 megs to 1.3 gigs band. The exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Please note that with the current COVID-19 restrictions, teams and multiple operators should ensure that they are following the regulations in their area. Next Sunday, the 4th of July, is the third 2-metre backpacker contest. It runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The UK 6-metre summer marathon runs until the 1st of August. Just exchange your 4-character locator. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO, we had another week, they write, that was largely dominated by sporadic E openings. It's worth pointing out that sporadic E can and does have a blanketing effect on HF signals, which can prevent them from reaching the F2 layer of the ionosphere. This means that predictions created by a program like VOCAP or ETOR FPROP can often be optimistic. VOCAP and ETOR HFPROP do not take into account seasonal sporadic E, and in any case, the localized and changing nature of sporadic E clouds mean it would be very hard to make monthly median predictions. During the summer months, take computerized propagation predictions with a pinch of salt. While short skip propagation may be better at times, longer distance signals may in fact be worse than the predictions. Sunspot region 2833 has now rotated out of view off the sun's edge, and we can expect the solar flux index to decline from the 80 it reached on Thursday. The good news is that at least two returning regions, 2830 and 2831, will be turning back into view over the weekend. A lack of coronal holes means geomagnetic conditions should remain quiet over the next week. NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be in the range of 76 to 78, with a maximum KP index of 2. Lastly, due to a major outage at the server in the States at the University of Massachusetts, Lowell, there is no ionosun data on the PropQuest website for F2 graphs at the moment. The server has been subjected to a cyber attack, and restoration of the academic services rightly takes priority. The graphs will be there as soon as the servers are back online. Now on to VHF and UP, another week of mixed fortunes for VHF and UHF users, with a tendency for high pressure over northern areas after the unsettled weather moves through during the tail end of this week. It eventually leaves an area of low pressure close to or over southern areas, and this remains in place for much of the next week. Towards the end of the week, another low will drift south across eastern areas. The best chance of tropo is over Scotland and Ireland, while sunsettle and potentially thundery weather will be a good source for some rain scatter activity in southern areas. The sporadic E prospects are looking a bit quiet at first, but as a new upper low moves into southern UK and France, we should see prospects improve again into next week, particularly for paths to Iberia and the eastern Mediterranean. Moon declination goes positive again on Friday, so peak moon visibility windows and peak elevations will increase. Path losses will rise during the week. The June Bootids meteor shower peaks today. And that's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me likewise until next week too.